Hi, how are you doing?
I'm fine. What about you? Sunny Bologna welcomed you, actually. It's lucky.
Yeah, it's a beautiful day. It's quite warm.
Yeah. It's going to be hot tonight at Lokomotiv Club, isn't it?
Yeah, well, that's okay. We like the hot weather. It's hot in Los Angeles.
Ok, yeah, of course, you're used to. Allora, ovviamente una bella giornata accoglie gli Elf qui a Bologna, al Lokomotiv Club questa sera, che si presume sarà bollente sia per la musica che per la temperatura, e sarà molto divertente stare là dentro a guardare Elf e Japandroids. Allora, partiamo appunto con Jake degli Elf. Io la prima cosa che volevo sapere tutto quello che riguarda l'immediato futuro della band, perché dovete sapere che gli Elf sono una band veramente incredibile, che ha iniziato a farsi conoscere con una serie di concerti gratuiti, ma che ha fatto della comunicazione intorno ai suoi dischi una vera e propria ragione di esistere. We are very curious about what are going to be the next steps in Elf history, as we know that you have a record coming out in June, but also that you have a lot of projects. We have rumors about a kind of Elf vision and about new strange and spectacular things, issues you're bringing on. So what can you tell me about the immediate future of your band?
Well, we were planning on having a new video for another single that is on Elf Disco, but it's an original song just out now on the internet called USA Boys. So that's the next thing, and then hopefully Elf Visions is going to be a very strange kind of surreal cinematic comedy slash whatever we want sketch video project that we're going to have installments for, hopefully on a monthly basis, just continuing to introduce more content that's visual and broadening our horizons of doing that, and then beyond that just to write a new record.
Okay, so it's quite a busy future, actually. Tell me something more about Elf Vision before let me translate it all. Is there a kind of reference point we can have to imagine what are you going to do?
I guess, like, for the United States, there's shows like, you know, Tim and Eric's Awesome Show or things like that that are comedy shows, but they're strange. But what we want to do is sort of a sketch comedy, but make it very cinematic in as much as the way it's lit, the way it's shot. Like, comedy shows are never presented in a way that it's filmic, the way a movie would be. And we have that sort of sensibility. So the idea is to present odd or really comic things that actually involve the band members, but to present them in a way that's very, very, very photographically, I don't want to say highbrow, but yeah, like sort of classically pleasing in that way, because we've never seen that done. So we want to explore that.
Okay. So you want to be very attentive to the formal side also of this shows.
Well, we want a visually formal but completely informal in terms of actual content.
Okay. Let me just translate all that. Allora, iniziamo da un futuro, appunto, come immaginavo, stracolmo di cose. Hanno un nuovo video per una canzone che si trova in disco, ma è una canzone originale, perché ricordiamo che sono dei dischi di remix, e poi stanno per registrare un nuovo disco, e in più c'è questa Elf Vision, di cui non si sa molto. Dovrebbe essere qualcosa di molto surreale, ma molto legato al cinema, un formato che si rinnoverà di mese in mese con sketch e commedie, che in qualche modo si rifà al formato degli show comici americani, ma con un'attenzione maggiore dal punto di vista formale. Quindi saranno degli sketch, degli spezzoni, delle gag filmate con molta attenzione alla luce e alle inquadrature e alla fotografia, ma completamente prive di riferimenti e scombinate e folli per quanto riguarda il contenuto, e avranno a che fare anche con membri della band. Adesso sono abbastanza curioso di sapere invece che cosa succederà questa sera al Lokomotiv, e partiamo da una caratteristica molto interessante di cui abbiamo avuto notizia in rete, ovvero sia il significato delle parole delle canzoni degli Elf. È divertente parlarne proprio con il cantante, visto che qualcuno ha detto proprio che queste parole non vogliono dire niente. We heard something about switching to your music now, and specifically to the lyrics. Actually, you use that the lyrics you use are nothing very important, and it's strange to talk with the singer of the band about that. What can you say about that?
That's actually not true. I think that was a rumor that got misinterpreted in that what I think I had said in the interview was that we didn't have the level of the vocals really high in the mix of the records, and that we didn't print them because we wanted to present everything as a package, and that sometimes the vocal melodies are not as important in terms of the way that a pop song functions, where you put everything up on top so that that's what sticks out. And people, like, if you listen to way pop, rock, or anything like that is typically mixed, it's like they sometimes, if you become aware of it, comically accentuate the vocal melodies, and that's just really not a part of what we were doing. But for me, the lyrics are actually very important, and I write them. And I guess we just have delayed kind of releasing all of them. But yeah, it's whether or not it's something that people can hear, it is something that, like, I put a lot of thought into, and the rest of the band, you know, I'll tell them what I've written, and they'll know it. It's just not something that we've tried to accentuate in the way we present ourselves. But I think that was just a misinterpretation somewhere. What the original statement was is more about how the vocal level of the melodies were presented in the records.
Okay.
If that clarifies it all.
Yeah, we want to make it true then. Allora, non è vero quello che gira appunto in rete sul fatto che le parole non siano importanti. In realtà la frase è stata interpretata male, riguardava soprattutto il livello della voce nel mix dei brani. Quello che mi sta dicendo è fondamentalmente che non hanno un approccio quando mixano i brani di tipo pop, per cui la voce deve stare soprattutto ed è in qualche modo la voce che porta avanti la canzone, bensì il loro approccio è di altro tipo. La voce va inserita nel pacchetto che è la canzone e a un livello a seconda di quello che serve nel brano stesso. Questo però non vuol dire che le parole siano importanti, anzi ci mette molta attenzione a scrivere ed è un momento sicuramente fondamentale della composizione dei brani. Qualcosa adesso a proposito della loro esperienza in Italia. Non so se è la prima volta che vengono nel nostro paese. Is the first time you come to Italy or you had some previous gigs in our country?
We played one show in Milan, I guess maybe about a year ago or so.
Uh-huh.
And that's the only show.
Yeah, so when you visit different countries, do you have a kind of expectative of the audience or of the feedback the audience is going to make? How do you compute that, as we know that the sales of the records in the different countries are not a very reliable thing to rely on, you know?
Yeah, it's really hard to say because the way an audience reacts can be really different, just varying from what venue you play. You know, we could play at Berlin 7 months ago and have a really crazy show at a sort of a rock club, and then play where we did 3 days ago with Liars in an opera house that was designed by the Socialist Party, and the feeling and vibe between those two shows is completely different. So it's hard to even prepare what it'll be like in terms of a country. It varies almost more between cities and venues and places you play, what kind of show it is. I mean, we just played in Slovenia last night. Typically, Eastern European crowds are very, very enthusiastic, whereas to compare that, English crowds are very reserved. So our one show in Milan was really good, and the crowd was, like, very enthusiastic and had energy. So hopefully it'll be something like that tonight.
Okay, do you adjust your set in the ways you could, of course, as you feel the feedback from the audience, or you just start in a way and go straight on, and who cares?
We don't adjust the set. Like, we might adjust the set, like, based on how we feel about how the atmosphere of the show is. Like, we'll say, like, okay, maybe we shouldn't start with that song, let's start with something crazy to get kind of people more to bring them in or whatever. But as far as how we construct the actual arc of the set, we set it because we don't like time in between our songs. Like, I don't like the idea of talking, like trying to have stage banter. I think usually that's really corny. We'd rather have it be like we start playing, there's really hardly any spaces between what we play. It all flows, and then at the end we just say thanks or whatever. So we kind of have, and in order to do that, we kind of have to set sequencings of songs that we know and have all the transitions worked out. So typically We just play what we're gonna play.
Ok. Allora, gli ho chiesto a proposito della sua esperienza in Italia, della loro esperienza in Italia, sono stati a Milano l'anno scorso, più o meno un anno fa, è stato un bel concerto, e le differenze che sul pubblico non riguardano tanto le nazioni, sebbene ci siano delle dicerie che poi sono vere, ma quanto le città. Per esempio mi raccontava di un differente pubblico, un pubblico molto rock a Berlino, e invece una opera house molto diverso, quando sono stati di spalla ai Liars per un concerto che, se non ho capito male, dovrebbe essere stato legato in qualche modo a una festa del Partito Socialista. Quindi si tratta più che altro di città, anche se poi dice che è vero che in Slovenia, come negli altri paesi dell'est dove sono stati di recente, il pubblico è molto entusiasta, mentre per esempio il pubblico britannico, come da proverbio, è un pochino più freddo. Gli ho chiesto poi allora se aggiustano in qualche modo il tiro durante il concerto a seconda del feedback e della risposta che hanno dal pubblico, e invece lui mi ha detto di no, o meglio, che magari possono variare l'ordine delle canzoni, ma che in realtà il loro concerto è fondamentalmente una tirata unica in cui c'è spazio a malapena per i grazie e i prego. Comunque non amano moltissimo chiacchierare con la band. Noi abbiamo ancora un biglietto da regalarvi per il concerto degli Health, uno se l'è preso Massimo. Scrivete a diretta chiocciola radiocittadelcapo.it. So thank you so much, Jake. We'll see you tonight, and we're gonna listen to Triceratops. I don't know if you're gonna play it tonight. Anyway, we are gonna play it now on Maps. Thank you so much.
Thanks very much.
Hold on, so you can switch to one of Japan Androids after the song. Stay there, okay?
Sure.
Thank you so much. Bye bye.